Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 19, My First Meeting with the Teacher. Everyone danced, sang, and dressed up, being in happy anticipation. Today, a miracle would happen during my first meeting with the teacher, an enlightened being who knew all the secrets of the universe. "Prepare your questions," said Isis. "You will have a unique opportunity to ask the teacher." "What should I ask?" I thought. But as luck would have it, all the questions were gone, and the ones that came to mind seemed stupid and unnecessary. There were many guests, mentors, and advanced students who also wanted to attend the meeting. Some of them were praying, some were crying with happiness that they would be able to participate in the darshan with the guru again. And then the invitation came. "Come in." And we entered a large, dim hall lit by candles and lamps. The air was filled with the smell of incense and the sound of the extraterrestrial music of transformation. The music was so unique that it seemed as if aliens had come to Earth to play it. In fact, it was true, because the teacher himself had written this music, recalling the melodies that he had heard on Sirius, where he had lived in a previous life. And when everyone was seated in awe, he appeared in a long black garment with a high collar and a tall black cap. I immediately felt that it was not a human who had entered, but the whole universe, a vast ocean. Something divine had descended on us. And at the same time, so near and dear, it was as if we had known each other for a long time. And then, like a thunderbolt, his majestic, deep voice rang out. I had never heard such a voice before. It mesmerized and lifted into the distance of space. It made my whole being shudder. It sent waves through my entire body. "My beloved ones, the hour has come for us to meet. I see that open hearts, spiritual sons of humanity, are gathered here. It is you who should save this earth from evil. Now, all the hierarchs of light are invisibly present here. Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Rigen Japo, and many others. They sent you their greeting and give you the power and knowledge to overcome the darkness in yourself and this world. Let us pray to God that He will bless us with His grace and guide everyone on the right path." Then a prayer began. "Oh, great divine power, open our hearts and enlighten our minds for the understanding of the great truth that is our life. May all the powers of light help us to be transformed and bring peace, love, and harmony of God to the earth. Enter into meditation and receive the divine energy and grace in your heart and direct it from your soul to all your loved ones, to all the earth's people, to all living things, to fill this world with light and love. Then the teacher began to play the divine music, and I felt a wave of love, compassion, kindness, and empathy descend on me. When I inhaled, I absorbed this energy, and when I exhaled, I directed it from my heart to the entire earth, to all the people and living beings who needed this help so much. Their lives were filled up with love and became better and brighter. When this act of helping the earth was completed, the teacher stopped playing and said, "My dears, may the truth be revealed to you. Ask your questions so that the great knowledge will light up your hearts and minds." Shri Ganesha, the senior mentor of the school, stood up and said, "Beloved Master, I bow down before your deeds, and I'm very grateful to God for the opportunity to help you in your great mission. But I do not have enough compassion to convey to people the truth that the most important thing is to develop and know God. Many people come for solutions to their immediate problems, and despite the miracles that happen to them, still turn away from God. By your grace and prayers, more than 20 people have been healed of deadly diseases before my eyes during this trip. In Los Angeles, a paralyzed woman was able to speak and move in a chair right at a general meeting after a session. But God gives people diseases and sufferings so that they can see Him and remember the meaning of their incarnation. How can I help them not to turn away from God again after they receive healing?" With love, the teacher replied, "There should always be an understanding and awareness that every person should be given a chance to develop. Some will take advantage of this, and some will not. People are immersed in their problems, so the Master gives you the power to help people and prays for everyone, so that through solving their problems, people will feel the power of the Lord and be able to find refuge in Him. This is why so many miracles happen at the seminars and when a person begins to walk the spiritual path. It is then the task of the angels to help people feel the call of the soul and rush to where they can develop and get into the spiritual environment. Through meditation, prayer, and spiritual practices, the soul can remember, know God, grow, and develop. Your task is to be such angels here on earth. Guide people's souls, heal them from illnesses, and protect them from the traps of dark powers, passing on the master's instructions. Try to inspire them so that in all worldly matters, people do not forget about their souls, about the fact that it also needs development. You just need to teach them to tune in, to pray before everything they do, from the very morning. It will not take long. There must be an inner determination for the day, prayer. Otherwise, the dark powers lead a person away from their true path. A person is born to know this life in God and can already experience a state of happiness in life with God. Master, may I ask what you experienced in your moment of enlightenment? The master began to speak, and every word he said carried great power and depth. When the great day of my life came, and I became enlightened, I seemed to have disappeared and seen there was nothing, only God. This great universal being, his consciousness is infinite space. His physical body is all the galaxies. His soul is the souls of all beings. And I was him. He was in everything, and everything is him. All people and living things, all planets and stars, they are all him. He is one in all this diversity. And all beings, although they are very different, are equal. These are parts of him. An archangel and a bug, a human and a galaxy, a saint and a fish, are all equal. Only their physical and subtle bodies are different, but they all have the same spirit. And I had a great love for the whole world, for all beings. And at the same time, I saw a great game in which each being is limited by their physical and subtle bodies, by their experience. And because of this, each being is forced to play a role in this life. Wolves eat sheep, flies bite, people fight. Everything comes into being and decays. God is manifested in everything, but in different quantities and qualities. In the place of power as a creative energy, in a sinister place as a destructive energy. A saint has more of God's higher qualities. A villain has more of his lower qualities. And all this is done for the sake of the game. A global performance where God's fullness could be revealed. Where everything we could imagine would be realized. And even things that cannot be imagined. I was struck by the depth and wisdom of the Master's answers, which I could reflect on all my life and find new and new facets of the truth. Then Mukta got up and asked, "Great sage, answer us, why is there evil? War, disease, misery, suffering on our earth. Why does God allow this?
The point is that God is the fullness, and therefore He creates worlds that are completely opposite to Him.
The Master said majestically,
The most difficult is the physical world, which consists of dead matter. And this inanimate matter is brought to life by the presence of living beings, particles of God, that is, us. And this is very difficult. So, our world can be called hell. We live in hell. That is why it is so complicated here. The soul here is limited by dead matter and depends on it. All evil and ignorance exist because of this. Imagine a great scientist who got his brain damaged in a car accident and became oligophrenic. But after death, this scientist will become very smart again. Even smarter, 1,000 times smarter than he was, because the body will no longer restrict him. The soul itself has telepathy, knowledge of the past and future, and can fly across the universe at the speed of thought. But while in the body, it loses all its abilities and drags out a miserable existence and lies, and a constant struggle for survival. The law of the jungle applies here. The strongest, the fittest survives. For people, it is the one who lies the best. The lineage that reproduces faster survives. Those who are more deeply immersed in the hustle and bustle of this life survive. Because of the living according to the laws of the body and the physical world, everything is so hard and complicated. Things are worse only in a black hole, where life is impossible at all, because there is the crudest matter.
The mentor Soma stood up and asked his question. Noble Guru, why doesn't God change Earth's situation so that everyone prays and meditates to love each other? Or are we here as a punishment in this hell?
We are not here as a punishment, replied the master. But it is like we are on duty here to get the experience of suffering, which is not possible in the subtle plane. We experience limitations of the body, pain, ignorance, all that is not present in the subtle plane. And this experience makes us wiser, because perfection is unlimited experience. But if everyone meditates and prays, there will be no variety of life and experience that a person and an animal, fish, insect, plant can get here. So, there are wars, disasters, famine, crime, and so on. All this does not exist in the subtle plane, which is countless times larger than the physical world. Earth is a unique place. Here, souls receive lessons that they cannot get anywhere else. But the meaning of these lessons will only be understood after death.
There were many more questions and amazing answers from the teacher, which showed his infinite wisdom. From them, it became clear that if all people received this knowledge, the world would be saved. I thought for a long time about what to ask the master, but I did not have any special philosophical questions at the moment. But there was one honest question that tormented me. Savior of mankind, I said to the master, I wonder why I and all people remember so little about what we have lived. It seems that I only remember 1% of my life, or even a lot less. The guru replied, This is done specifically so that a person is forced to go through certain situations again, get experience, have sensations and experiences that they forget over time. Otherwise, a person would not have lived actively after 20 years, but only remembered everything that they saw and experienced, and was satisfied with this memory. But, in fact, the person remembers everything, and if you put them into hypnosis, they can see in great detail what they did not even pay attention to. For example, cracks in the wall, and so on. But it is not only this life that we do not remember. We do not remember that we were God. If a person remembered this, they would no longer play the role that God had given them. We do not remember life in the subtle plane as angels. Otherwise, no one would want to live on earth anymore. We do not remember previous lives. Otherwise, a person would develop schizophrenia and would not understand who they are, a king or a slave, an elephant or a bug, which they were in the past. It would be tough to live in this life. However, memory is very important. A person must learn to remember that they need to develop, love people, and be compassionate. Most importantly, they should remember themselves. Constantly see themselves from the outside and watch themselves. Without such memory, it is impossible. But the person cannot remember this. So, a teacher and a community of like-minded people are needed to wake them up and to remind them of this constantly. I was struck by how deeply and completely the teacher answered my simple question, by how in-depth his infinite knowledge was. At the end of the meeting, the teacher played the music of transformation, contributing to the revelation of abilities. Remember, the main things are love, kindness, compassion, helping people. He said, This is the main thing we should do on earth. Use your open superpowers for good. While the cosmic melody was playing, I suddenly found that I began to see the auras of all people and objects. When I looked at the teacher's aura, I was amazed. It did not end. It went somewhere to infinity, shimmering with all the colors of the rainbow. I also began to see the hierarchs of light, who were present in the hall. Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, Ridgen, Zarathustra, and someone else who I did not know. From their palms came rays of golden light that healed our auras and subtle bodies, awakened in us the seven treasures of the soul. Love, sacrifice, conscience, trust in God, blissful peace, austerity, and consciousness. Looking at all this, I realized that tears of grace were pouring out of my eyes. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.